Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Michigan Avenue Media and the World of Ink Network. This podcast was founded in 2011 by Marsha Casper Cook and Virginia Grenier. Their focus has always been on helping writers reach their dreams by having informative and entertaining shows. You will also hear the latest information on what's new and exciting in the publishing and marketing industry. And the shows will also cover discussions on screenwriting, audiobooks, and movies. New to the shows will be the latest style and trends in fashion, as well as nutrition, and how Pinterest can add just the right spark of attention you may need for your projects. So, sit back and relax and enjoy the show. You can find out more information about our shows and being a guest at www.michiganavenuemedia.com.
Hi everybody, it's Marsha. We have a great show tonight. I haven't been on in the evening and I don't even know how long. I used to always do. I've been doing shows for 13 years and this is the first one in a long time that we've done at night. But we have a great co-host here, Gina Kincaid, who's been on before, and the show gets a little wild and she's in charge. So it's not my fault, it's Gina's. We'll just say it like that. She's got a great project here, Hearts Unleashed, and she'll be talking about it. And all the guests that will be on, I'm going to let Christine, who will be speaking. Gina, you want to talk a little for a minute, or and then? But anyway, I'll just say one thing first. Okay, before we get crazy, because we will. So we're going to have a great time tonight, and you're going to hear excerpts from all the guests. And also, I just want to remind everybody about next Thursday afternoon at 4 Eastern, we're going to have a special breast cancer awareness show, and we will have four women on that are survivors of breast cancer, and they've been survivors for years. It's a celebration of their triumphs, and they're going to tell you everything about the things that women should know, certainly awareness, and certainly due to the pandemic, a lot of people have not gotten mammograms, but this is why we're having the show. I used to have them every year, and the last couple of years we didn't, but now we're having it because it's really more important than ever. And it'll be a good show. It's not a depressing show. It's just awareness so women can see other women that have survived a lot of trauma in their lives, but they're all here, some of them 12, 15 years later, so I'm glad they'll be on, and that is next Thursday at 4 Eastern. Okay, and now we will let Gina say hi to everybody, and then we will have Christine tell us a little bit about what we're going to be having done tonight. Go ahead, Gina.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I am the coordinator primarily of Hearts Unleashed Collection. I have a co-coordinator, C.D. Gorey, and several authors here with me tonight, Carrie Polkman, Rebecca Hefner, Fiona Starr, and if Julie Morgan ever shows up. And then I actually have a surprise guest coming in a few minutes, actually. We're even aware of. So if I missed anybody, I apologize. I'm trying to read down a list I can hardly see.
And all their names are on the show page, you know, in the tag word, so you know people can see who was on the show today.
The link to the book on the show page as well. I didn't even bring that up, which I usually do, but
it's actually on the page too. That if they click, it'll say pre-order at Amazon, which means it'll take you right to Amazon and right where your book is.
Right.
The book, you know, goes right there.
That's what I thought. Okay, so let Christine give us a little rundown about the blurb about the set, and then I will bring in, so Martha be aware, my surprise guest.
All right.
Go ahead,
hey, go. All right, we're ready. Okay.
All right, thank you so much for having us on the show tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hearts
it's going to be fun.
Thank you. So Hearts Unleashed is actually this really wonderful collaboration, and I feel so lucky that I got to work on it, and then I kind of like forced Gina to do this for me, and she did, so thank you, Gina, very much. So what this is 25 really super talented, funny, brilliant women got together, and we each wrote, although we do have one co-write, I believe, brand new paranormal romance and urban fantasy stories in this set that range from historical to contemporary. We have shifters, we have werewolves, we have witches and vampires. There's just something for everyone, and it's just an incredible set full of romance and magic, and I just can't get enough of it. I mean, I started reading everything the second I could, and these are just some really great stories. And for, you know, you can't.
And there's a lot of great people here, and Gina, the surprise guest is here.
Oh, right.
Well, hello.
Are you?
We run a tight ship here. We run a tight ship. We got it.
Good evening, ladies.
Sorry to interrupt you, Christine, there. We didn't originally think that this person was going to be able to join us tonight, and you did mention a co-write. So, yes, this is my co-author, Elizabeth Bishop. She's been on many shows with me before, and
woo-hoo!
Our story...
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay. Voices from the past, right?
Absolutely.
Right, Elizabeth is going to do a reading for us both tonight. So it was just luck of the draw, and she managed to be able to get tonight off, and like, yes, come on.
And we're happy that she's here. Christina, did I cut you off? I just wanted to let her know. So, because, you know, I'm doing the phones too. So, okay, did you have anything else you wanted to add before we?
No, not at all. Go for it.
Okay. Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Go ahead. Gina?
Just wait to see if Julie's called in yet or not.
No, she's not here. Mm-mm. Oh, I think she is now. Wait a minute. Let me see.
Awesome.
Okay,
Julie,
is that you?
Here. I didn't realize we called in. I'm sorry.
Julie, is that you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. All right. We're all here. I think we're all here. No more surprises, right?
Uh-huh. I'm glad that Christine said something because I was goofing with my niece and daughter.
Okay. Okay, everybody's here.
All right. This is crazy. All right, Christine, did you have anything else you want to add to that?
Y'all, you're going to have
to completely lost
you down,
my train of thought.
Yeah, I think somebody, right, somebody's...
I'll stay in there.
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I was trying to find you. No, I almost put you on speaker.
Okay.
Can we move right along into reading some nice little steamy excerpts about our stories? Introduce your story. Tell us a little bit about it, and then let's go on to some reading.
Okay.
Do you want to start?
Yeah. Who's going for whoever
want
wants to go
start?
First?
Christine, do you want to start? I mean, this is
okay,
really
sure.
Your
okay, my book is called Shifter Mountain, and here's a little excerpt. Actually, I lost it. Oh, here I am. okay, Magdalena Sorelli walked into the apartment she shared with her fiancé on her tiptoes. She was so excited to surprise Carrie, switching her flight to the red-eye just so she could show him the incredible gown she'd bought while she was away, had taken most of her savings, but it was worth it. Her fiancé was overly concerned about her weight, especially with their coming nuptials, and she really couldn't blame him. Lena was a size 16 on a good day, but try as she might, there were some things she could not lose, like her thick thighs, big butt, and larger-than-average breasts. Go figured she'd go for a guy who wanted runway model thin in his significant other. But he asked her to marry him, so she must mean something to him, right? She was determined to make Carrie happy. Luckily, the Las Vegas foodie con she'd attended, hoping to learn how to expand her catering business, was also home to a famous plus-size designer whose gowns were to die for. She was lucky to run into her and to get one. The vivacious woman had agreed to see her last minute. The gown was incredible. Marilena looked fabulous in it, if she said so herself. Slipping inside the door, she stripped out of her travel clothes and donned the dress, hoping to catch Carrie as he woke up. He was such a stickler for schedules, and he insisted the alarm be set for the same time every single day, weekends too. While she expected the chimes of the antiquated alarm clock, she did not expect the sight that greeted her when she walked into the room. There he was, her neat as a pin, perfectly poised and often boring, if she were being honest, fiancé. He was laying in the middle of their king-size bed with a bucket of ice, holding an empty bottle of champagne, a dish of strawberry stems, and Dawn, his stick figure secretary. Are you fucking kidding me, Marilyn Michelle? You had food in bed? And I'll stop there.
Oh, all right.
So that's setting
awesome.
Up
that
my heroine for her adventure.
This is Tina again. I've read all these books. Man, they are just amazing. Like, these authors, I swear to God, we picked the best bunch.
How many are there all together? How many did you say there were all together?
There are 25 and 24 books.
Yeah.
Erzabet and I co-wrote for this one. So
yeah.
Arthur's one book together. But yeah.
It's a big undertaking to get 25 people together.
It is.
24 people.
25?
No, 25 people with 24 chapters.
24 books.
How many pages is it? I have it. I started reading it. How many?
2,500 plus.
Wow.
It's a huge. I couldn't possibly put it if I wanted to. It's huge. It's just ginormous.
All right. Well, that's a good undertaking. So I mean, so there's something for everybody, as you said. All right. So who's going to go up next?
All right, Terry Polkman. Can we get through the read your excerpt there, love?
Okay. Sure. My book is called Shifting Fate, and it's a standalone story that is set in my Crescent City Wolfpack world. So I'll just start with chapter one. With the magic of the full moon humming in his veins, Noah Levesque paused on the corner of Royal and St. Philip across the street from O'Malley's pub. Tilting his head toward the sky, he inhaled deeply, closing his eyes and focusing on the low vibration in his muscles, the faintest hint of the nearly imperceptible shifter magic flowing through his soul. Sticky summer air clung to his skin, and as a bead of sweat rolled down his forehead, he flicked it away with a finger. He could almost feel the blast of chilly air that would greet him in the doorway of O'Malley's as he stepped inside, and the draw of his PAX headquarters had his legs moving toward the building involuntarily. He stopped on the edge of the sidewalk and peered through the window at the activity inside. While the shifters of the pack followed the call of their wolves to the forest to hunt, the rest of them, Noah included, felt little more than an extra burst of energy in their magic this time of the month. A dozen people, all second-borns or non-shifting mates, gathered around the bar, talking and imbibing the free drinks offered monthly every full moon. Who said shifters had all the fun? Normally, Noah would have been inside with them, enjoying the camaraderie of his fellow second-born wares. He hadn't missed the full moon gathering in as long as he could remember, but tonight he couldn't bring himself to step inside, and it was no mystery why. Amber, the Alpha's sister, stood behind the bar, laughing with the others, her blue eyes sparkling with her smile. She'd swept her light golden brown hair into a ponytail, revealing the delicate curve of her neck, and as she glanced at her watch and bit her bottom lip, an ache expanded in Noah's chest. Her shift would be ending soon, and if he went in now, she'd join him at the bar, stay there with him till closing time, long after the others called it a night, and make him feel things he shouldn't for a woman in the Alpha line. His feelings had intensified so much over the past few months, he could hardly look at her without the crushing need to sweep her into his arms and make her his. But Amber deserved better. She'd made that clear. With Alpha blood flowing through her veins, she should be with a shifting wolf. His hands curled into fists. Noah should have been a shifting wolf. And if fate hadn't played games with his future, Amber would be his mate by now.
Whoa,
nummy.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Oh, that's great.
I think the good thing about this is I think when there's stories like this, I think it's really – I think it's a great way for people to, you know, a lot of times lunchtime or, you know, people that are working, you know, I think it's a good thing when they can read a short story, you know, and I think that works out well for people now. In the way the world is.
Absolutely. Marcia, most of these books are actually full novels. They're not short stories in this one.
They're full. They are? You're kidding,
yeah.
Really? Oh, my God.
No.
Well, that's incredible. This is a big project. This is huge.
Well, my Kindle estimates 50 hours of reading time.
You're kidding. I didn't do that
no,
to see how long it is.
But
oh, my God.
You know, like, it's definitely good for people, you know, on the run. That's what e-books, you know, that's what they
yeah.
do for us, right?
Well, I think
you
it's
get
great
e-books,
yes. Yeah, I think it's the best, you know, a lot of times people, you know, I mean, I'm an audio, I like to listen to audio, and I like e-books, you know, and I used to say to people, how can you read a book on your phone? But now I do it. It's like, this is what happens. You get used to it, you know, and it's like you have it with you all the time. You know, if you're at a doctor, if you're, you know, getting your hair done, wherever you are. I think that's what, you know, I think it's really great, you know. I've had guests on the show, and they said there might be a paper shortage. I don't know. But so.
We're hearing a lot about that.
Did you hear that?
A lot about that from Ingram and from Amazon, both
yes.
on the, you know, yeah. with trying to get paperbacks printed. Right now, we're out at least a month. And they're talking about possibly even longer, and it's getting pretty scary, you know. When you're
yeah,
author,
I know, because we were talking about that a few weeks ago on my show. Yeah, that can be. But, you know, the good thing is for e-books, I mean, I think people, this is just a way that people can have it with them all the time. And so I really love it, and
yeah.
some people don't like to do it, but they're going to get used to it, I think, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just the way life is now. You know, but I didn't realize they were all full length. Oh, that's incredible. This is a huge project. No wonder it took so long to do, because it's a huge project. This is a biggie. Okay. All right. Who's next? Whoever wants to go next, it's fine.
Oh, that'd be me. This is Julie Morgan, and I told
Hi.
Them I was going to cuss on the show, and now I don't know if I'm going to.
Okay. That's all right.
Okay.
Well, worse things
Sorry,
have been
story.
Done on this show.
Oh, I can imagine. So my story is called Blood Fortune, and the story takes place in 1750 Venice, Italy. The story was inspired when I actually took a trip to Europe and rode the Orient Express from Venice to Paris in over a two-week span. It was the best trip of my life. It was so amazing.
Oh, that's great.
But
oh, that
trip.
That is something.
Yeah. That trip spawned this story. I mean, just the trip to Venice itself,
yeah.
just completely.
Yeah,
just,
that's incredible.
Okay. So... 1750 Venice. So it was considered bad form for a witch to have a vision during high mass. Therefore, it was most natural and reasonable for Sophia Marbeck to feel somewhat put upon at the sudden onset of what promised to be a vision of unusual strength. Taking in a long breath, she forced herself to concentrate on the musty smell of the church that tickled her nose. She sat straighter, her corset easing and pulling as she breathed in and out, waiting for something, anything to begin. Trying to stave off the full impact of the sight, she exhaled slowly as the priest performed the rites of Sunday's Mass, crucible, sins, and forgiveness. She glanced towards the ceiling and stared at the faded facade story of Christ and his sacrifice. Dust and spider webs found their homes in the crevices. The muted colors of the paint melted into each other, and the apostles wavered and grew blurry. She blinked several times and rubbed her eyes, but her vision would not clear. Apparently, contrary to her wishes, the sight was determined to voice this particular vision upon her in this specific moment. Merda, she thought to herself as the familiar tugging and pulling drew darkness over her eyes and swept her awareness away from the hardwood of the pew to the cold stone beneath her feet. She knew better than to fight the onslaught or fear of drawing attention to herself, and she gave herself up completely to the bleak horizon that rose up around her.
Ooh, nice.
Wow. You know, Gina, I got to say that writing is very good so far what I'm hearing, you know. And I have to say one thing, because these are very understandable stories. Remember years ago, like remember when we first started, we would go like shifters. I'd have to explain to people what everything was or whatever. I mean, these stories are really well written, so a person can follow quickly of what's going on.
Fair enough. I do believe that Julie's is the only historical-based
It is.
story.
I think it's hard.
I don't write historical romance. I don't write historical romance. This one was inspired by the trip to Venice.
You're kidding.
And it's the only historical I've ever done. Yes.
I've had a lot of historical authors on my show. I don't write that way either, but it's really, I think it's hard, really hard, because you really have to be right on. I mean, you cannot, because the people
was
that
so
read historical,
nonfiction
they know
that
if
was
it's wrong.
Done to write this story. You know,
yeah, it's hard.
Just a lot of nonfiction reading to understand the times, you know, of the women and what they had and their clothing and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Not like what we have today.
No, it's not. Right? But you have to admit, they had a lot of sex. They had a lot of sex. Nothing else
they
to
sure
do.
Sure as hell
there
did.
No
Casanova
Netflix,
was really
no Netflix,
a thing.
No Hulu, none of that. No Prime, none of
you're
that.
You're absolutely right.
I know.
I asked about Casanova. It's like, was he real? Oh, yeah, he was real. He fucked everybody. There's your fuck.
Yeah.
He fucked everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Let's move on. How long do we have again, Marcia? It's going to be an hour and a half.
4 days. 4 days. 4 days. No, we have, I'm booked for 2 hours, but I usually don't do 2 hours, but whatever we need is fine. Don't worry. We're not in a, you know, it's not like a rush. Don't worry. No worries here. No worries. I got it.
I never remember, and it's like, I know we get to talking, and then I'm like, oh, shit, you know, we need to make
no,
sure.
No, I know how much time. Don't worry. We're fine. We're fine.
All right. Let's try. Rebecca Hafner to now then.
Hi, I put myself on mute. Can you guys hear me?
Okay. Yes, now we can. Yes, we can.
Awesome. Great. Okay, well, thanks for having me. This is cool. It's really cool to get everyone together. Okay, so my book is called Garadin's Mate, and Garadin is the main male character. He is a vampire. And his love interest is Siora, who's also a vampire, and she's a female soldier. And the Vampire Immortal Army has just decided recently that they're going to let females into the army. And Siora is really badass, and she's attracted to Garadin, and he's attracted to her, but they have kind of a frenemies to lovers vibe going on. So I figured I would read the passage that leads up to their first sort of sexy time together, because why not?
That's right. Why not? That's what we're here for. Okay.
All right. So basically, Garadin has offered to train Siora in one-on-one sessions, because she has a tell where she drops her hip before she punches people, basically. They're basically sparring on the mat, and that's where the scene begins. Okay. Grunting, he blocked her blow and grabbed her wrist, whirling her around so her back slammed into his front. Emitting a oof, he slid his arm around her waist, holding her in place so she didn't strike him. The silken skin of his lips brushed the shell of her ear as he muttered, "Low blow, Siora. You know I wasn't ready." She elbowed him in the side, knocking the air from his lungs before trying to spin out of his grasp. Of course, she was no match for his strength and centuries of combined skill. Growling, he swiped her legs, causing her to yelp before she fell to the mat. Garadin tumbled behind, his large body landing atop hers as he cushioned the fall with his arms. "You son of a bitch," she uttered through clenched teeth, struggling beneath him. Somehow, she managed to turn flat on her back and jutted her fist through the air, determined to knock the fangs straight from his perfect face. "Damn it," he gritted before grabbing her wrists and lifting them above her head. Pinning them to the mat, he held them there as he loomed over her, panting and breathless. Siora struggled, her body wriggling under his, causing him to settle more firmly between her thighs. And then she felt him against her leg. His hard, throbbing shaft pulsed into the tender flesh through her thin yoga pants, and his grip on her wrist tightened. Lust blazed in his deep amber gaze before he closed his lids, his body stilling as he seemed to struggle to regain control. End scene.
Well, you could see that scene. That's it.
Yes, so right.
Yeah, right.
Nice hot chest. Oh, yum, yum.
Yeah.
That was a fun one to write.
The hand in here. God.
All right, let's see who else is going next.
We've got, after Rebecca, we have Fiona Starr.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, am I coming through okay?
Yes, you are. You're good.
Okay, so hi. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
I am Fiona Starr, and my story is called Captured by Wolves, and it's the first book in a new series called Shifter Moon. And the tagline is, a hacker witch with a price on her head, three wolf princes without a throne, and a destiny none of them expected. And my witch is a hacker, and she's a prisoner of a mafia clan, and she's just locked all of the criminals in a vault, and she's about to escape, and she's got like 6 minutes left, and she's watching the clock, and that's the scene I'm going to drop you into here.
Okay, good.
Okay, so she finds a guy that she's not expecting, and that's just the problem here. The man is cuffed and chained to an iron bar cemented into the floor. He's covered in grime and blood, and his hair hangs over his face. He's breathing as he strains against the chains, so at least I know he's alive. 6 minutes. I step closer and sense the vibrating pulse of secure energy surrounding this guy. I touch a finger to it, sending a pink ripple through the air. I recognize the zing of fey magic and gasp as my entire body prickles with delicious heat. Licking the magical residue from my finger, I have to keep myself from swooning. Fey magic is as expensive and rare and powerful as it tastes. The tattoo spanning across his wide shoulders tells me that he's a wolf. It's a brand from a pack I don't recognize. I let out a low whistle. Wow, someone really wants to keep you here, I say. The guy's arms tense, and he looks up at me, straining against the chains. His eyes meet mine, and it's like we're transported into the ether. We're floating in an abyss of darkness and stars. His chains are gone, and he's watching me, reaching for me across the vastness of the divide. He closes his eyes, and it's just as if he's relieved, and the absence of his gaze awakens a longing inside me that screams for him to open them again. I need him to look at me again. I need it. I want more. I need more. I need him. A strange beeping pulls me back into the world. It takes a moment for me to register the sound coming from my wrist. I blink and look at my watch as if it's an alien thing, an annoyance, a pest. Then reality hits. 5 minutes. Shit. I shake off the haze and do a quick recon of the room. There's a control tunnel on the wall that powers the fey magic that surrounds this guy like a cage. He's also bound in shackles on that bar. I can't leave him. I don't know who he is or how he ended up here, but I know the monster who is keeping him locked in this room, and nobody deserves to be at the mercy of Grigori Malevich. I sure hope you can walk, I say. That's it.
Oh.
All right. Yeah.
Is that the
wow.
reverse harem that's in the book?
Yes, this is a reverse harem story, and for those who don't know what that means, it's basically one woman who, in my case, it's a fated mate thing, but it's one woman who has a relationship with three guys in this case. It's more than one is reverse harem, but it's about girl power, and she's a badass, and they are not at all interested in her. And once they unlock the magical connection between them, they're all going to be so surprised. What's that, Gina?
I said reverse harem has become a very popular trope these days. You've got more than just this one?
Yeah, this is book one of my third reverse harem series. I have one right now that book six is the final book, and it comes out in December, and then I have another one that's a trilogy that's out a year already.
And I'm gonna be a bad girl here and give a shout out to Ariel Dawn, another NNP author, who has teamed up with Saul Keith Fox, and she's writing reverse harem too. And oh my gosh, I read one, and I wanted
it's,
more.
It's sometimes it's like super hossy tassy.
Yeah.
These girls, they pull no punches. These stories are LGBTQ inclusive, and they are hot. And okay, you know me. I have read just about everything. There isn't much that I kind of go, oh my God, that's a five star. I don't.
I know.
These ones are at least a 4.5, almost 5, and it's just wow. And I know Quell T. Fox has written Reverse Harem before. Ariel Dawn, she's a very, very new author, amazing for a debut author. I snagged her up when I had her in another one of our sets, and she's been banging out stories left, right, and center, Vampire, the Paranormal, and they came out with this RA collection, and I was just like, oh, this is going to be great. Anyway, sorry to go off topic.
Right, and I think when it's so many different type of genres, I think that's a good thing. You know, I mean, because I think, you know, years ago people didn't understand, you know, it was slow going, you know, and now almost anything goes and people, you know, there's an audience for everything now.
I think that there's always been an audience for a lot of things. I think that it's just been, like, shamed. People have been unable to express their desire to have more of those kinds of stories, and I think it's fantastic that we're doing more of this stuff.
Yeah, I think so too. You know what? When I first started doing shows, I started doing a lot of erotic shows, and nobody else. A lot of people still don't do them because I have my feeling is I think everybody there's a lot for, you know, love is love, and everybody can, you know, read different types of love, and you know, and I think that's important. I learned a ton since I've been doing this, you know, because a lot of people, like you're saying, you're explaining what certain things, reversal, you know, harem, and, you know, I mean, people really didn't understand a lot of this before. So I think this is good because this is what should be. Everybody can, you know, have, this is imagination, this is writing, you know, this is what, it's not just the same old.
Just
I started writing romance, and it was male-female one-on-one contemporary romance, and I took a stab at reverse harem, and I couldn't believe how much I loved it, you know, and it's not even about all the hot stuff and all the, like, you know, the menage scenes and the multiple sex, it's really about telling multiple romance stories at once, so it's wonderful.
And we have one more. I think we have one more that didn't read, right? We have one more. Is it one more?
Yeah. Okay. Our story, Erzabeth Bishop and I have co-written Hunter Moon, which is the first book in our Shadow Legacy series. I think we've got it up to 3 books, maybe a fourth. We'll see. We come up with concepts, and I'm just like, okay, come on, bang them out. You know,
right.
I do the cover, I do the publishing, and we get these stories.
And that's what I want to talk about. After I want to give each person that's on the show just a few seconds to say, you know, what they do and, you know, what else they write also, so they can get some exposure, you know. Is that, that's okay.
In the group that I'll give them an opportunity to shout out about their pages. And they're where to find me and all that stuff. So,
yeah, right. I like that. Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Are you there, love?
So you ready?
Yep, we're ready. We are ready.
All right. Okay. So in Hunter Moon, you have a ghost who's trying to protect his family home, and the medium that's been caught up kind of in his world, and she's fallen for him really hard. And she doesn't think she's going to see him again, but she does. And this is right, we're going to drop you right in, right at the sexy time scene. So I'm going to blush a little as I'm reading, I think.
Okay.
All right. He was here. Really here. You smell like cinnamon. What happens now? What do you want to happen? his eyes met hers and his fingers traced her jaw. I don't want to lose you again. So don't. That's easier said than done. Her lips twisted, the coming divide of the next day reaching toward her like an uncrossable chasm. You have Randall. Zoe shook her head and smiled. Not the same thing. But it could be. I have news for you. Randall is very into Geoff at this moment, she giggled. I don't have the right part. Oh, but you do. Sol tugged at the ties holding the rope closed, and it fell open, bearing her body to his gaze. Her nipples tightened as the chill of the room beaded her skin. So beautiful. He pushed the robe off her shoulders, and it pooled on the floor at her feet. My turn. She tugged at the simple white T-shirt he wore and pulled it free of his jeans. He took it from her and yanked it up and over his head. There. Not quite. The button on his jeans took a flip of her wrist, zipper sliding down effortlessly. He kicked off his boots and jeans and removed his boxers, standing in front of her proudly naked. She reached out and traced her fingers along the muscles of his chest, moving lower until his stomach fluttered under her menstruations. His erection rose to greet her, and she marveled how solid and real he felt against her touch. Thick and hard, he pushed against her hand, his breath pitching as she began to stroke him. Zoe, there are risks. You think I don't know that? For the living and the dead to commingle wasn't exactly an encouraged activity. She'd been on her phone Googling for the last hour, wondering if and when he would show up. It was a load of crap, she decided. If she could touch him, and he came to her, and she wasn't going to waste the moment, even if it was the only one they had. Although right now, he was very much alive. We have tonight. And I'm going to leave you there, because if I go any further, I'll ruin the whole thing.
You tease you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have a story like Ghost, the movie Ghost, and it's just that's how it felt when I read it.
Okay, Gina, do you want to talk a little bit about your publishing company for a minute so people know who, you know, what's going on with that? Yep.
Not even
how many? It's a lot. How many years? A lot of years.
We are in our 11th or 12th. I can't even remember anymore.
Yep.
It's been a long time.
It's a lot.
I started with a story forum. Some of them may remember the Mistress Journal story. And before I started, and then all of a sudden, somebody mentioned to me about starting a publishing company. I'm like, well, I can do that. I've had this thing for it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up going back to school. I don't even know how old I was. I'm not going to give away my age here.
Yeah,
but
right.
Yeah, I was old.
Right.
I went back to school to update a few things that I needed, and sure as heck, yep, turned around in a couple of years and started a publishing company. And we've had our ups and downs like anybody else, you know. It's all been a learning experience. And as technology has changed,
yeah,
we started off primarily paperback books, and ebooks had just come in. So, I mean, that was so cool to all of us. And it's just taken off from there. And then doing these box sets, as you know, I've been doing these for, there's lots of people out there that do them now. I've been doing them basically 10 years, and it's just,
yeah,
never gets old. I absolutely love helping so many authors realize their dream, you know, at one time. There's so much teaching involved in these sets. These girls will tell you. There may be coordinators out there that don't do it the way I do, but I am a hard taskmaster. I stick that whip, and you work your butt off. So
yeah.
We have earned everything. We are going, actually, for a USAT bestsellers, trying to get on that list with this set. And we had a bit of a setback. Oh, my. Amazon, we had it, no questions. We had our numbers. Somehow, Amazon lost about 2,000 pre-orders. We had readers telling us that, yes, I pre-ordered, but it didn't come through. And they go to the page, and oh, man, they got reordered. So we've been struggling and fighting and trying to find ways to get the word out to these thousands.
Well, I think that, you know, that's a lot of times, though, I think so on mine, I know when I ordered it, it came right on the Kindle. See, and you can't rebuy anything. Mm-hmm. So somewhere along the line, that must have been what happened is whatever – why some people didn't get it because it didn't maybe just go directly on their phone or whatever. You know, it just went right on my Kindle and, you know, right in the app.
It's supposed to, but, yeah, somehow, some way, a whole pile of these pre-orders did not download.
Wow.
I don't know if maybe we overran the servers tonight. I mean,
Well, right. I think, you know, listen, I mean, there's so many authors now. There's so many things going on with Amazon. And, you know, I mean, it things happen, which you don't want to happen, you know, right now. But did they give you an explanation?
No, I mean, they never do that. They wouldn't.
Yeah.
They're dealing with hundreds of thousands of authors. It is hard. Very, very small, as I call them. I'm not trashing Amazon. I don't take that for a second. Without them, you know, starting this whole ebook thing, we probably wouldn't be here. It's just heartbreaking. These girls have worked really, really hard. And, you know, come really sweet. We should be able to just promo and relax and know that it was there. It was good to go. So they've all jumped in. Every single one of them jumped in. And, you know, we're all pushing our readers again to make this thing work.
I wanted to ask you a question. Do you have anybody else that you come, you know, somebody, there's another caller on here, and I didn't know if you had anybody else you thought might be coming on.
The only one was Teresa, but she had...
No, I'm looking. It's not her area code. So, I could answer it, but it, you know, the problem is, if you can, I don't know if it'll be a crazy caller or not. So, I'm going to answer.
Yeah,
is that okay? Because if somebody may
have
called
in, because I'd love to hear a crazy caller.
Well, yeah, some of mine, some are not fabulous, but I can get rid of them immediately. So. And sometimes people just want to listen in. So I'm just going to, here we go. Hi, it's Marcia. Do you have a question for anybody?
Hi, I'm a big fan of Paranormal, and your number was there. I thought it said I could call in, and I wanted to ask the authors a question.
Okay. Do you want to ask Gina, or who? Anybody specific, or?
I'd like to throw it out to all the authors before I dive into their box set. I'm very thrilled to, you know, be listening to the show, and I love the excerpts. I wanted to ask them, sometimes I fall in love with the villain as much as the hero. I wanted to ask them if they had a villain in the story that they thought I'd fall in love with.
Oh, God. Question.
Who wants to take that?
Okay, this is Julie. Hi, I don't think I caught your name, but hi. And the story that I provided in the set is Blood Fortune. And the person who you believe is the villain, you will have a new book boyfriend out of him. So you'll meet him. His name is Dorian. His name is Dorian, and he's a vampire, and he's very luscious. So I look forward to hearing what you have to say about the story.
Cool. I leave reviews. Well, thank you, thank you. Anybody else that wants to answer? I didn't mean to take up your time, and I'm hanging up, but you can. Somebody else could answer. I'll be listening.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, right, there we go.
Yeah, unfortunately, my villain is like the wimpy, cheating fiancé who body shamed his girlfriend, so I don't have a good villain in this.
Well, we don't like that. We don't like that body shaming.
Not at all. He was a rat bastard, but the hero is pretty awesome. So if you like, you know, men who are tall, dark, and handsome and brooding, you're going to love Keaton in Shifter Mountain.
Christine, can you mention that thing we were discussing there?
Oh, yes. Okay, so the thing we didn't talk about before, which I totally forgot when I was introducing Hearts Unleashed, is it is actually the first list-aiming box set in the Shifters Unleashed brand that Genus Press, Naughty Nights Press, is putting out this year. And Shifters Unleashed is available on Facebook. You guys can come on over and hang out with us and just see all the awesome books that are coming out this year. And it's facebook.com/shiftersunleashed, just like that. And you can find us there and give us a like, and we'll show up in your feed, and you can stay in contact.
You know, it's good. It's good to say that, because I'll tell you something. You know, Gina, you know, this people, it's not sharing the way it did before. Like, if I used to put something out, and I'd know everybody that, would see it. Now it's not like that at all anymore. And so sometimes people really want the information they can't get. That's what's sad.
It is.
About that.
This is part of why I started Shifters Unleashed, because, one, these are all box sets, so first off. So if you like box sets and you like a variety of stories, this honestly, the Shifters Unleashed has something for everybody. I guarantee it.
Yep.
We have, to date, over 100 authors in these box sets. So you are going to introduce yourself to new authors everywhere. There's New York Times bestsellers, there's USA Today bestsellers, and there's some really amazing upcoming, you know, talent that just, it's going to blow you away.
And there's a lot of hard work that goes into this, especially I didn't realize how many pages and how long the stories, you know, regular length. So that's a very difficult project to pull off. So this is wonderful you've done that and putting all these authors out there, because my goal, which is why I have all these shows for all these years, is to tell people you can do this, you know. And I think, you know, a lot of times people give up. And that's what's so sad about it, if they give up before they even get their feet wet, because they just get, everybody's always saying, no, you can't do this, or no one's going to publish you. So it's so nice if you're introducing all these new people, which is great. I mean, that's really a good thing.
I am one of those people. I just, you know what, I don't believe in the you can't do this.
Neither do I, right.
Some people need some help, but I am right there. I am always available to help them out and set them on the, you know, on a path to hopefully to, you know, where they want to be. And a rising tide lifts all boats, right? You know, so there's a lot of us out there, and we just can't get found. So let's
you know, and you've maintained this over the years, but a lot of people are gone already from this. You know, they really have a lot of, you know, a lot of the presses, they're gone. You know who I'm saying. I mean, there's a lot gone. There's a lot.
It's sad to see them go, but I do get it. There's times where I just kind of, I think, oh, I don't know if I can keep doing this. I'm going to just go back over. Do my own book.
But you still do it, right. But you do it.
But no, I just can't. I there's something inside me that, though I absolutely love writing my own books, and I do adore co-authoring with Erzabet, and I used to co-author with Kiki Howell, co-authored with Phoenix Johnson, and I'm going to announce it here, Christine and I are now going to be co-authoring for two more list runs, that Midnight Magic and Let's Go. So
it's a really good thing. All right, so let me we'll have all the girls, you know, everybody maybe say what they're, you know, like, Fiona, do you want to say what some of your projects are so people out there can know who you are?
And where to find you?
Sure. Okay, yeah, sure. Thank you. So the series that is currently my active series is called Society of Ancient Magic, and the first book is called Dark Arts, and that is about a witch who discovers that her family has suppressed her magic her whole life. She grew up thinking that she had no magic, and then it explodes, and she has to go to this magical school, and it follows the somewhat follows the really popular academy trope. So it takes place at a college, not a high school. But and that's also reverse harem, and there are four guys, and there's wolves and vampires in that one. And everything for me, my website is thefionastarr.com, and it's Fiona, S-T-A-R-R. And then on Instagram, I'm thefionastarr there as well. So thank you.
Okay. That's good. Thanks. Okay, Julie?
Oh, hi. So I have two different series. I have two different series with Gina at 90 Nights Press. I have my Reverse Harem series. That's the Chronicles of I can't even think of the series. I got so put on the spot. I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. Okay, so the first book is The Concubine and Her Vampires. The second one is The Human and Her Vampires. And the third is The Demon and Her Vampires. So, but at any rate, so that series and the other one is the Rise of the Alpha series. So we go from vampires to shifters. And then the vampire series, we're actually expanding, and because the readers ate it up and loved it so much, they wanted more. So we're expanding the series with three more books, like a spinoff to that. And I'm after that, I'll be working on a new series as a Grim Reaper series. So I'm pretty excited about that coming too.
Yeah,
and I pitched a new story
on.
Idea to Gina last night. And I was like, hey, what do you think about this? And she said, is that for me? Maybe. So it's been a lot of fun. But my website is juliemorganbooks.com. And every one of the handles out there, from Facebook to Twitter to TikTok, everything is Julie Morgan Books. So you can find me out there somewhere. I'm everywhere.
All right. That's great. All right. Carrie?
Yes. Okay. Sorry. I had it on mute.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. So like I mentioned, my book, Shifting Fate, that's in the Hearts Unleashed box set, is part of a bigger series called Crescent City Wolfpack series. And that is set in New Orleans, and basically the wolf shifters of the French Quarter, New Orleans area, are kind of like the supernatural police for the city, and they go around hunting demons and making sure all the bad guys are taken care of. And then on the other side of the spectrum, I also write paranormal romantic comedy, and my biggest series going right now is called New Orleans Nocturnes, also set in New Orleans because that's my favorite city in the world. That's where most of my books are set. But that one's got vampires, shifters, witches, demons, reapers, necromancers, all kinds of stuff, and it's just good kind of lighthearted, zany fun. And then I also write psychic ghost story romances. And I am Carrie Polkinen everywhere. My website, carriepolkinen.com. It's my handle on all of my social medias, so it's easy to find, as long as you can spell my last name, which is not easy.
But, you know what? You're right, because every time I was writing it, and I kept doing it wrong, so I just copied and pasted it. I went, this is easier to do it this way.
Right. Well, it's obviously not a pen name. That's the name I was given on my birth certificate.
I kept leaving out the I-N. I kept going. I left it up. Yeah. Okay, Rebecca.
Hi. Okay, so
hi.
Okay, so I am everywhere. Rebecca Hefner is that's my website, and that's my I love TikTok. These ladies know I'm like obsessed with TikTok. So if anyone's on TikTok, please follow me. It's all I want to do is make TikToks, but I have to write books sometimes. But anyway, I have.
So
let me just ask
you a question. Okay, sure. You like it. All right. So why do you like it so much? I mean, you know, because we all know Facebook isn't great, that fabulous anymore, and you know, it gets kind of boring on the other mm-hmm. things. But everybody is using TikTok. I Gina asked me about that. I was on it, then I took myself off it. So just say why you like it and what it can do for people, maybe.
Oh, sure. So I think it's like any new social media platform. I think it can be intimidating. I was very intimidated to join because I turned 44 on Saturday. So like I'm not a young, you know, spring chicken over here. And I was like, oh my God, I have to learn another social media platform.
Yeah, right.
But once I got the hang of it, it's actually pretty intuitive to figure out. And I have just met a ton of readers on there. I mean, listen, I'm a hoe for the dough. I want to sell books, and I've met a lot of great readers there. The Book Talk community is awesome, and so they have their own. So on TikTok, there are all these different, they have, like, different themes. So there's Book Talk, and there's whatever Cook Talk, and whatever you like to do, you can find it. So
I think people are looking for new ways to, because I really do think that you know, it's very hard to reach people. So
right.
This is a problem.
Yes. Yeah. So I would say, you know, give it a shot again and get back on there. I mean, I just feel like the community, knock on wood, the community is very accepting so far.
Okay, that's good. That's a good thing. That's good to hear. Because as
right?
we know, Facebook
yeah.
is not very accepting to people because people have, I don't, because I don't put anything out that's going to get me in trouble. But people are fighting with people, and they hate it, and I don't really know what goes on. But it's not a happy place anymore, I think. This is, you know.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think people that have been on it for years, right, people that have been on it for years know that it's certainly not the way it was.
Right. Well, I mean, CD Glory and I message all the time, and all our entire message chain is just me telling her how much I hate Facebook. I hate it, like,
yeah.
with the core of my being.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
I
it's a necessary evil, but, you're
yeah,
exactly
but,
right.
I mean, the
it's
good
not...
thing, I mean, the good thing from years ago is that I got to meet all the people. Like, that's how I met Gina. I mean, we met people that way, and we continued relationships, but I don't know that this is going on like it did before, you know. Because you know, someone has to hunt the person out now to find them.
Yeah,
you know, right?
Yeah. I've met people in person that I met on Facebook originally, and I mean, some of my best friends came from Facebook.
Yeah,
and I would
yeah.
die with it in my life now.
Yeah, I know.
We need to.
I know. That's. Yeah.
Elizabeth and Christine also mentioned where they.
Yeah,
can be good. Found.
Yeah. There. I'm going. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm scratching them off on my list here so I forget anything. Okay.
Elizabeth, you want to go next up?
Oh, sure. I get you off speaker. Okay. So under Elizabeth Bishop, I write paranormal romance of this spicy variety, and Gina and I have put many, many books together. Our current series has got some devilish demons going on. It's the Born of Hellfire is the first book of the Hellbound. Born of Hellfire is the series. Hellbound Heart is the first one. And Demon's Playground is book two, and that came out in August. So very soon we will have book three. Under my real name, Dana Wright, I write Young Adult Paranormal of the non-spicy variety. And having a lot of fun with that as well. Moon Called series, we have one book out called Cursed Dagger right now. And the second book, Brimstone Wolf, is going to drop on the 16th of November. So I'm very excited about that.
Pre-order is up for that one.
Yeah.
Yes, pre-order is up for that one. So
well, hopefully that'll work right. That'll
busy.
Work good. Hopefully that'll be working good.
I'm so busy, I can't keep up with myself.
Well, that's a good thing, no? I think it's good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but you can find me on social media under Dana Wright for the young adult. And for Elizabeth Bishop, I'm on TikTok. And like the other ladies, I've really enjoyed playing with TikTok. And I'm not a spring chicken either, but
I have one rule on this show. We never talk age because it doesn't matter.
Well, good.
Nobody can see each other, and age doesn't matter. I have
it
people on from all ages. I don't care how old anybody is.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've had a lot of fun with TikTok, and and Snapchat with all the fun filters, and oh my gosh, it's just great.
You know, I wish I could do some of these things, because then I probably will do that, because I do think that is, you know, for people that listen to the show, you know, these are really ways to get to your readers, you know, honestly, because, I mean, the readers really like to talk and meet authors. They really do, you know, and if you have a good presence there and are talking to people, this is a good thing. I think it helps, you know, and
I think
makes,
it does too, yeah,
and that's why being on a show is really good, because then people can hear your voice and that they know, you know, who you are, a little bit about you. And I just, before, I know what you have to do, Christine, right? But I wanted to say something that Gina knows. If any of you ever feel like you want to be on a show or any of my other shows that we just talk about writing and whatever, just let me know, you know, just email me, because I'm open always
for
people to come on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, we have a lot
that's
of
wonderful
crazy times, right? We do have fun on shows, you know, and I haven't had, you know, I haven't had many night shows anymore, but I did, like I had said before. But, you know, I think when people are together on a show and they get to talk to each other and hear each other's voices, I think it's a good thing. You know, I think it really helps authors. Yeah, I love it. You know, I still, after all these years, like Gina, she likes what she does. I love what I do. I'm also an author, too, but I do love this because I've met people. And that's how Gina met people, too. We all did years ago. And writers are good to each other. Writers are really nice to each other. I mean, I do believe
it's
that.
It's true.
You know, that they want to help people and they want to talk to you, because we all have issues of some sort.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
yes,
when
we
we're
do
writing.
Yeah.
You know. We don't just sit down and it turns out perfect. It's not exactly.
That would be so awesome. Gina would be so happy with me if it turned out perfect.
Yeah.
my God.
I think we have, we have one more here, right, Christine, right? To say, am I in order here? Yes, okay. Okay, all right. Go ahead.
So my pen name is CD Gorri, and you can find me on my website, cdgorri.com, and you can see all my social media on there. I have like 90 books out.
Really? Wow.
Woohoo!
But, you know,
and they're awesome.
Fast-paced, you know, little series. So a lot of them are complete series right now, and I kind of started writing young adult urban fantasy. So what happened was that I started the series, and it's about a teenage werewolf, and her name is Grazie Kelly, and all the other books that came after, even in the paranormal romance genre, are all set in that world that I kind of created with that first urban fantasy. So I call it my Grazie Kelly universe. And all of the wolf packs and the bear clans and the dragon clans, and just, you know, I have Thunderbirds and Jersey Devils and all sorts of shifters that I write about, and they're all kind of follow the same rules. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. I love doing it, and I don't see myself stopping.
That's a good thing. Right. No, we don't want that. We do not want that.
Stopping. No. Christine is not stopping. She has me back behind her, too.
I think trying to do new things and doing different, you know, genre type, you know, I think this is a good thing. That's why, you know, there's so many genres out there. I mean, and, you know, I think Gina will know, you know, when you are putting it on Amazon, this is a very difficult thing for people because the categories are just sometimes not in the author's best interest.
Well, because there's so many subgenres to this, too. I mean, even just like paranormal romance, then you have comedy and you have history, historical, I mean, and you have, you know, more suspense-like and thriller-like and mystery, and there's so many things it could be. And, you know, I do kind of dabble all over the place. But, yeah, I mean, Amazon should be a little friendlier, I think. But, you know.
Yeah, I think it's really hard for authors. I really do. And I think it's hard if you get in the wrong genre, then you're really in trouble because it's hard to get out of that, even if you change the tag words or whatever. Once you get in something, and as everybody knows, if you put erotic in, which used to mean that it, you know, much more. Now they put you on the bottom because we talk about this a lot on the shows, and which is not really fair, you know, because there's a lot of readers out there for erotic. But I think it's tough when you
Google
put it as
a
genre.
Lot more is what I've heard. I don't write erotica, but I've heard that people have better luck on Google Play.
Erotica could be anything. I mean, just because people have sex scenes doesn't mean that it's just erotic, you know? I mean, it's just part of a story. So, I mean, we talk about this a lot on my shows because it's not fair to authors to classify them where their books don't get sold anymore. You know, that's kind of sad.
True enough.
Yeah, and Gina, you've had all types of authors. You know, you've done everything in your career here. So I think you know this is hard for authors.
I absolutely have. And in mentioning that, too, we've gone from erotica, which is different than erotic romance, as you were just saying. There is two significantly different genres there. To, you know, paranormal, to contemporary, to urban fantasy. We did it all. We, in the last 5 years, we've pushed it more towards the paranormal and urban fantasy. It's steamy. There's no doubt. Most of the stuff that comes out of NNP is steamy. We do have the YA, which is EBTT, YA Generation books. So we do have the second imprint, which is Dana and Christine are both under for their YA books, or some of them. Anyway...
I think that's a good thing. So, you know, is there anybody on the show that would like to ask anybody else a question or say anything?
I just want to mention that these women are not all under NNP, okay? They are indie authors, almost every single one of them. Yep. Earthbet and CD do it under me as well. So they do write for the publishing house, but they both started as indie authors. So, and I mean, fully indie. So now they're hybrid. But to the other ladies, I do believe are all indie. And so this is their business. This is what they're doing for themselves, you know.
Because when you're an indie author, you manage yourself here and you can do what you want. And you can have very good careers by doing that. You know, people always used to think that if you're with the six big publishers that your career is going to be great, but that's really not the case anymore. You can have a good career, indie or smaller publishers. It's all open now. It's really open for people.
How well we know that. Yeah. Been there, done that, we'll go back.
I think that it's just open for authors, and I think that's a good thing now.
I do want to give a quick shout-out to all the NNP, Naughty Nights Press, LLC authors, past and present. We have lost, as you said, several. We've lost a designer. Some of them, too, they've passed on. Others have just gone on to do different things in their career.
Right.
Piper Stone and Jules Morley are two that really, really come to mind. They're still kind of working at it really hard. Phoenix has taken some time off.
Piper used to do shows with us, and I want to beg her to keep doing shows because she's really very smart, and I love her on shows. She's been on lots of shows.
I love that woman to death. I'll never get it on for her.
I know. She's great. I wish she would do shows again. I know.
And also is very busy.
I do.
So, and let me say, I do write my own books, too, in addition to the ones with Erzabeth. And I can be found, aside from NNP, Night Press, I can be found at Gina Kincaid at just about anywhere, Instagram, TikTok, although I'm not real big on those. Facebook is my, as much as everybody else hates it, that's my forever. I'm always constantly on there. Anybody will tell you can get me better on there, but that's GINAKINCADE. So I can be down too.
And I think if you want to post, like I try to do this now because usually I'll put the people in the group too, because on Michigan Avenue Media Podcast I have a group that I just I share on there a lot, you know, of people that have been on the shows or other things, because as I said before, I like Gina, I don't see all of your posts, and this is really bad. you know, and I just don't know what, I don't think there's anything we can do about that because it just works that way because, you know, the sharing, you miss people's thing. You really do miss a lot on Facebook now.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, you know, and I'm trying, you know, because when people say to me, are you still doing shows? I'm going like, yes, I'm doing shows for like the last 12 years, don't you? And I think I'm all over and I'm posting and I'm sharing and I have other people posting and sharing. And then they ask me that question, which means that it's not getting out to the right places because it's not going where it should.
True enough.
So we all have to do that, you know, and so that's, you know, but I do think, you know, with a project like this, this is really nice that everybody, you know, has been on this show so they could all, like, know each other. This is how you meet people.
Yeah, and we share one another's other releases, too, in Hearts Unleashed. We've been doing this set for years, almost 10 months. And along the way, everybody's had releases or life situations, and we share and we support. And, you know, it's become a group of friends, really, in a sense. So,
right, and I think and that's a good thing. So, right, and I do think that's a good thing, you know. And I think that it should continue on for people, you know. And so that's why I have different shows, so that's what I'm saying. If they would like to be on a show and they want to be on with a few people that write just like they do and they or they want to be on with some of their friends, just let me know because I, you know, this show's larger than I used to do a lot of these shows with a lot of people. But people have said they'd rather do two or three or four, you know, and occasionally I do one-on-one, but I do like a group because I don't think people want to be on the spot for an hour themselves. It's hard sometimes.
I think we're probably going to have to wrap this up. Me and myself, I'm getting tired.
Yeah, I know. It's late already. All right, so is there anybody that wanted to add anything before we close off? Nope.
I just wanted to say, okay. No, go ahead.
Go for it.
You go.
I just wanted to say it was wonderful to talk to, you know, be out there and sort of talk to everybody and just say hey, and I hope that everyone checks out our set and I hope you love it.
I mean, you got good reviews and that's a good way to start.
Yes, and you can read it at booktoread.com/hearts. Real easy to find and it's available on all platforms right now.
What's that? Books to read. Books to read.
Books to read. Like books. The number two.
Uh-huh.
Read.com.
Oh. Okay.
/hearts. HEARATS.
Okay.
And that'll give you a direct link to all of our links.
Okay.
And you can
find
Hearts anywhere.
Well, that's organized and really good. Very good. All right.
It will only be 99 cents for a short time, though. So hurry.
Yeah, and
thank you so much for having us.
This isn't, Gina, this is not limited. This will be out for a while, right?
The 99-cent price is only good till Sunday, so if you don't
it's not a limited time that the book, that this whole book will be
limited,
out.
It is a limited time.
So, okay.
Yeah, so this for nothing, baby.
Okay. Okay. All right. And thank you all for coming on. And I hope you'll listen to the show on next Thursday, or it's on demand. All our shows, I should say, are on demand after the show is over. And then they're all on iTunes also. And they're up. The links, you know, the link from this show is going to be on demand for years. I mean, I have shows on there for 8 years. So it's not going to, it's not like you're just on the show and the link will be gone. So the link stays alive.
That's one from past.
Yes. I have on iTunes, when Blog Talk started doing iTunes, let us on iTunes, all the shows are on from the past, a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's a lot of shows, you know. And so anyway, all of you, thank you again, and I wish you very much success with this. And I meant what I said. If you want, just find me and just marshcaspercook.com, or I'm on Facebook, I'm everywhere. So just let me know, and you can join in one of the shows. And if you ever see a show that I'm doing and you want to join in, if it's paranormal or historic, you want to join in, just let me know. It's fine.
Okay.
All right. And thank you all. Gina, any last words? Gina? No?
all of you for all your hard work and for coming. And thanks to the ones that we didn't get on the show tonight. I unfortunately had to limit it to a few people because it is crazy.
Yeah.
We have
this is good. All right, and thanks again, and good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.